Title, Skeptical Edit, Glue an Old School DNB Ride Grew from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 with an Automation First Workflow. Narration, Hi, welcome. In this lesson we're going to build a 2-bar old school drum and bass ride and then use Automation as our primary arranging tool to glue that groove into a full section. This is an intermediate, arrangement-focused workflow in Ableton Live 12 that relies on stock devices and an automation-first mindset. We make the knobs and sends do the storytelling so a simple MIDI pattern feels alive across sections. First, what you'll end up with. A 2-bar ride slash hat groove at roughly 174 BPM, routed to a percussion bus with EQ8, drum bus and glue compressor, and an arrangement in the arrangement view that moves from intro to build to drop to breakdown mostly by automating cutoff, reverb sends, transient shaping, bus compression and micro timing. Let's get into the steps. Preparation: set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new live set and switch to arrangement view. Make 3 tracks. A MIDI track called Ride MIDI, a group or bus called Perk Bus, and a kick reference track, audio or MIDI, that we'll use for sidechain later. Create the sound on Ride MIDI, drop an empty drum rack. In Pad 1, load a sampler and choose a ride or cymbal one shot from Live's core library, drum and percussion or cymbals. In Sampler, use Classic Mode, turn off looping unless you want a long sustain, and trim the start to remove clicks. Leave the filter off for now, we'll automate it later. Program the bass pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on Ride MIDI. Set the clip grid to 1/16 and enable draw mode. Program a classic old school DNB feel. It's 16th note based with syncopation. Bar 1. Hits on the downbeat. The end of 1. The end of 2. A soft ghost on the of 2. And the end of 4. Bar 2. Hits around beat 3. With a soft E of 3. The end of 3. Again the end of 4 and a delayed late 16th, just before the bar end. If you prefer live positions, play 16ths at 1.1.00, 1.1.03, 1.1.07, 1.1.10 ghost, 1.1.15, then 1.2.00, 1.2.02 soft, 1.2.03, 1.2.07 and a tucked hit at 1.2.11 for the delayed feel. Sculpt velocity. Main hits around 100-127, secondary hits 70-90, ghosts 20-40. This velocity curve is crucial for the old-school lilt. Humanize and micro-timing. The automation twist: instead of relying only on the groove pool, use clip envelopes to humanize. Open the clip envelopes and choose simpler start or transpose if you prefer micro-pitch. Draw tiny start offsets on repeats, small positive and negative shifts, around plus or minus 520 milliseconds. Put subtle variations every 4 beats to simulate a hand-played timing. These clip envelopes travel with the clip and are part of our automation-first approach. Routing to a percussion bus, select Ride MIDI and press CMD plus G slash Control plus G to put it in a group called Perk Bus. On the Perk Bus, insert, in order, EQ8, Drum Bus, then Glue Compressor, EQ8, High pass at roughly 100-150 Hz to clear sub-energy for kick and bass. Add a gentle presence boost around 6-8 Khz if the cymbal needs air. Drum bus, set transient control to taste, between about 0.2 and 0.6, to emphasize attack. Keep saturator low unless you want grit. Boom tiny if you layer low thuds. Glue compressor, attack between 10 and 30 ms. Release on auto or about 0.10.4 seconds, ratio around 2:1:4:1. Set threshold, so you get 2-4 dB of gain reduction for a cohesive glue. Automation first arrangement skeleton. Now switch to arrangement view and sketch a 16:32-bar skeleton. Intro, build, drop, breakdown. Before duplicating clips, create automation lanes that will define each section. On the Perk Bus, add these automation lanes and draw movement across your skeleton. Glue compressor threshold. Keep it higher, less compression in the intro, then lower it by roughly 3-6 dB into the drop. A smooth curve works well. More glue in the drop makes the perks sit together. Drum bus transient. Automate this so transients are softer in the intro and stronger in the drop. Small knob moves, around plus or minus 0.2-0.5, give big perceived change. Saturator slash drive. If used, automate drive to ramp grid into sections. On the Ride MIDI track, add automation to track volume micro automation. Draw small dips on ghost notes, maybe minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB, to emphasize syncopation. Simpler filter cutoff. Put an auto filter before the drum rack or automate Simpler's filter cutoff. Close it slightly in the breakdown and snap it open at the drop for impact. Pan automation. Tiny left right moves every bar, plus or minus 48%, to avoid stereo static. Send automation. Automate reverb send up in builds and down in drops. On the reverb return, hybrid reverb. Automate pre-delay or size to make the break feel spacious and then tighten for the drop. Side chain and rhythm glue add a compressor, after the glue on the perk bus and enable side chain from the kick track. Use a ratio around 4:1, fast attack 15 ms, and a tempo sensitive release between about 50 and 150 ms so the ride ducks subtly under the kick. Automate the compressor threshold in the drop. If you want tighter ducking there, duplicate clips and add variation. Duplicate your 2-bar ride clip across the arrangement. For variety, tweak the Simpler sample start envelope per repetition for micro timing offsets. Automate small transpose shifts per repetition, maybe minus 1 to plus 2 semitones, for subtle tonal motion. For fills, draw a burst of 32 NDS and boost drum bus transient so the fill pops. Gluing by automation snapshots create snapshots, distinct automation states, for each section. For example, intro snapshot, cut off around 4 kHz, reverb send 20%, glue threshold at minus 6 dB. Build snapshot, cut off rising to 7 kHz, reverb 35%, glue threshold minus 9 dB. Drop snapshot, cut off open to about 10 kHz, reverb down to 10%, glue threshold minus 12 dB. Draw smooth 1-2 bar transitions between these snapshots. Let these automation changes be the main differentiator between sections. The MIDI can stay mostly the same. Final polish on the perk bus, add a utility for final gain staging and automate stereo width slightly narrower in the drop, around 80-90%, to keep low-end energy focused. You can also automate a little extra glue on the master bus for the drop, but do it sparingly. Arrangement tips: keep ride-only bars in the intro, and gradually raise perk bus glue and lower reverb as you approach the drop, so the groove snaps into focus. Use a 1 or 2 bar fill, where you automate drum bus transient and Simpler start to create a stutter or staccato effect. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over-quantize, you'll kill the feel. Use clip start offsets and velocities instead. Avoid too much reverb on the ride in the drop, it blurs the groove. Automate sends down. Don't compress everything statically. Automate glue threshold and transient to preserve contrast. Don't automate everything at once without a plan. Use snapshots and name automation lanes. Keep sample start offset small. Stick to plus or minus 520 ms. Large shifts make artifacts. Pro tips: think small. Subtle automation often has the biggest musical impact. Automate the bus when you want a cohesive change across perks, not every individual track. Use Simpler's unlooped mode for crisp one shots and automate start to mimic strike variance. Automate sidechain release to lock the ducking to your kick rhythm. Map multiple device changes to a single macro in an instrument rack and automate the macro for Simpler control. If automation sounds steppy, zoom in, increase resolution or redraw with finer breakpoints. Mini practice exercise: in a new set, build the 2-bar ride pattern at 174 BPM, create a perk bus with EQ8, drum bus, and glue, and make a 16-bar skeleton. Intro 4, build 4, drop 4, break 4, before duplicating clips. Draw 3 automation snapshots on the perk bus. Intro less glued, build with rising reverb and filter, drop tight glue and open cutoff. Duplicate the ride across sections and only change automation snapshots. Export stems and listen to how much difference automation makes. Recap: we programmed a syncopated 2-bar ride, routed it to a perk bus with stock Ableton processing, and used an automation-first workflow to glue sections together. Key automated elements were glue compressor threshold, drum bus transient, filter cutoff, reverb send, sample start micro timing, and sidechain ducking. The main takeaway: arrange with automation early and a simple groove will become dynamic and cohesive without rewriting MIDI constantly. Final tip: less is more. Small, well-timed automation moves on the perk bus will do far more to glue and energize an old-school DNB ride groove than heavy MIDI edits. Keep the pattern consistent and let the automation tell the story. That's it. Now open live. Build the pattern, draw your automation snapshots, and listen for the magic.